This is Working Draft's audio overview of the impeachment trial of Vice President Sara Duterte for July 15, 2026. This is a working reference, not an official Senate record.
The day's central issue was whether the impeachment court should order the production of banking, anti-money laundering counsel, and tax records connected to Vice President Sara Duterte and her husband for Article 2. The prosecution and defense presented opposing legal arguments, but the senator judges did not decide the two pending motions. After caucus, the presiding officer said the court would study them further and hear questions from both sides on July 20th.
Alan Peter Cayetano asked the court not to collapse the distinct legal and factual issues involving bank, anti-money laundering counsel, tax, spouse, and company records into one question, and favored further questioning and caucus before a decision.
Bam Aquino asked whether the prosecution intended to present all articles before the defense case or to alternate prosecution and defense presentation article by article.
Alan Peter Cayetano proposed that explanations for withdrawing witnesses be made outside court rather than become untested assertions in the record. Kiko Pangilinan suggested allowing a defense response if reasons were stated, and Pia Cayetano supported limiting lawyers from effectively testifying through withdrawal explanations.
For the prosecution, Chel Diokno asked the court to subpoena bank records, tax records, and anti-money laundering counsel reports concerning Duterte and her husband, Manassas Carpio. He said the material related to Article 2 allegations of unexplained wealth, undeclared assets, and prohibited business participation while she was vice president. He also argued that the Constitution gives the impeachment court broad authority to issue subpoenas, and that earlier financial activity could be relevant to the court's assessment of fitness for office. These were prosecution positions, not findings by the court.
For the defense, Michael Poa agreed that the court had subpoena power, but argued that any subpoena still had to be definite and relevant. He said the original House complaints contained no financial transaction record or statement of assets supporting the unexplained wealth accusation. In the defense's view, asking for records reaching back to 2007 was overbroad, covered a period before Duterte held an impeachable office, and amounted to looking for proof after making the allegation.
The parties also disagreed about confidentiality. Poa argued that the laws governing anti-money laundering information and tax records did not contain an impeachment exception, and that the bank secrecy law's impeachment exception did not automatically override due process or extend to the spouse's records. Diokno answered that issuing a subpoena would only obtain documents. The defense could still object if particular documents were later identified and offered as evidence. He also disputed the defense's reading of the confidentiality laws and cited a Supreme Court case involving subpoenas for bank records in an unexplained wealth proceeding.
On the two Article II motions, the court decided only to defer. The presiding officer said not all senator judges had finished reading the parties' memoranda and that they wanted more time for the complicated issues. On July 20th, senator judges would be allowed up to 10 minutes each to question the parties, with no more than 1 hour allotted to each side.
The court did grant a different set of subpoenas, and the distinction matters. Those orders concern the prosecution's upcoming confidential fund presentation, not the deferred Article II financial record motions. The court ordered Marivich Pareja, Violeta Constantino, and Anita Camposano to appear, and ordered Lynette Ortiz of Land Bank to appear and produce records on July 21st and 22.
The prosecution withdrew five planned witnesses for Article 4 and said National Bureau of Investigation Director Melvin Mattybag would be its last witness on the threats article. It then identified the confidential fund witnesses that it intended to call next. These were changes to the prosecution's presentation plan, not court findings about what the withdrawn witnesses would have proved.
Before the main arguments, several senator judges raised concerns about an announced National Bureau of Investigation inquiry into the 2019 Southeast Asian Games. At Pia Cayetano's request, the court played a clip of Mattybag discussing the inquiry. Cayetano questioned whether the announcement was intended to pressure senator judges and proposed returning to the issue when Mattybag appeared. The record contains the concern and the played clip, but no contempt finding.
By adjournment, the court still had to decide the banking, anti-money laundering, and tax record motions, including questions about whose accounts, which records, confidentiality, relevance, and activity before the vice presidency. Mattybag's testimony, the confidential fund presentation, formal offers of evidence, final arguments, and decisions by article also remained ahead. The trial was adjourned until 2 p.m. on July 20th.
The episode page links every substantive point to the timed transcript and the original Senate video. Check consequential wording against those sources before publication. This narration is synthetic and does not imitate anyone in the proceeding.